Today is Thursday, March 14th. The title for our devotional is Grandpa Don. Today's devotional is written and narrated by Andy Hodges.
When I think about someone who has shown resilience in their life, the first and best example that comes to mind is my grandpa, Don Graycheck. Grandpa Don passed away in 2020, and I still think about him often. And when I have, the word resilience hasn't come to mind, but I think after this sermon series, it definitely will. Usually I think about his kindness to everyone that he met. He was deeply invested in the community where he lived in Central Florida for the past and last 30 plus years of his life. I once had the chance to go on a mission trip to Eastern Europe, and while I was there, I was able to meet up with some people who knew my grandpa. And while we were together, they made sure that I knew how blessed they were because of his kindness. In addition to that kindness, he was also a very joyful person, which I think goes hand in hand with kindness. He'd often sing, he'd laugh, he'd dress up in goofy costumes, and on some rare occasions, I've even been told that he had a pretty hilarious Elvis impression, although I've only heard stories, I've never saw it in person. If you were to take a look at some of the hard things that he went through in his life, you probably wouldn't guess that my Grandpa Don would have been a very kind or joyful person. When he was young, he lost his father to suicide. I also remember him telling stories about how their family was very poor when he was growing up. When he was young, he had a small box of crayons that he got for Christmas. He decided to hide them from his older siblings, but because he was so little, he mistakenly thought that the oven would be a good place to put them. And as you may guess, they melted, and he lost his only Christmas present that year. Grandpa Don and my grandma Betty were high school sweethearts when they met. And when he passed, we had a chance to go through some of his belongings. And I had a chance to read the notes that they wrote each other in their yearbooks. In hers, he took up most of the page each year that he wrote her, just gushing about how in love that they were. And just a couple years after they graduated, they got married. And they eventually had three daughters. And my mom was the middle of three. I've heard stories about how when my mom was young, my grandma also had struggled herself with depression and how it was crippling at times and how it led her to feel shame because she didn't know how to cope with those types of struggles. Yet in spite of all of that, she and my grandpa were amazing parents to my mom and my aunts. My grandma passed away to cancer in the early 90s, and my grandpa was heartbroken. He remarried, but only a short number of years later, his second wife also passed from cancer. Through part of his grieving process, it led him to volunteer in the same hospital where his first and second wives were treated, and he continued to do so for many years just as a way to show kindness and love to those who were struggling with what his loved ones had endured. I remember hearing about how Grandpa Don had heart problems and bladder cancer and trouble with his vision, and often was in pain with some back issues. But it was hard to know all those things because of how he just focused on loving God and loving other people. And I believe that made his own troubles seem less significant. I know his life wasn't easy, but because he had a lifetime of choosing gratitude and thinking about himself less, he certainly left an impact on my life. And I know I'm not the only one. Love you, Grandpa Don.